The door opens, and you enter like always. I wait around the corner just long enough for you to put away your things before I practically strut into view. You hesitate a moment as you take in the sight of me approaching. Tight corset, slutty makeup, boobs out. Your cock is stiff by the time I reach you. "Hello, boy," I purr, gently pushing you backwards until your back is against the wall. Your eyes make a valiant attempt to look me in the eyes, but I see you stealing glances down at my chest. I don't mind. I love the power I have over you. I lean in closer, as if to kiss you, just as I've done time and time before, and you respond, as you always do, nearly mesmerized. I see the naive hope in your eyes. You know what happens next. You know it happens every time. And yet, you hope for something different. I almost want to oblige, but I swiftly raise my knee, and your hopes are crushed, along with your testicles. Oh, I exaggerate. You slump a bit, but otherwise remain on your feet. As cruel as I may act, I'm really quite careful when administering nut shots. I don't want to end things too quickly. Or worse, have to take you to the hospital. That's not really sexy. How they hanging? That joke never gets old to me, but the look on your face makes the joke seem more painful than the knee that preceded it. No answer, I taunt. You never dignify that with an answer.
You know what that means.
Oh, you know. You know full well. And yet, you don't try to avoid it. You don't run. You can't run. Not because of the ache in your sack that's weakening your legs, no. It's because you're mine. Every part of you belongs to me. Your mind, your heart, your soul, your body, and especially your swollen, aching, beautiful balls, which suffer another testicle thump at the hand. I mean knee. Of yours truly.
Aw, look at that.
You might be having a little trouble standing at the moment, but part of you certainly isn't. Are your balls throbbing as much as I see your cock throbbing? Unlike your plums, your prick isn't really throbbing with pain now, is it? No. In spite of what I've done to its two faithful companions, it's throbbing for me, isn't it? The little traitor. I let my knee fly once more to your vulnerable man parts. You grunt and slump forward even more this time, your face nearly touching my chest for a moment, before you straighten up again in defiance. Mmm, delicious. You have no idea how wet this is making me. Or maybe you do. You certainly do take these nutcrackers like a man. I let a little lust and admiration show itself. I'm impressed. I take a step back, leaving you with only the wall to lean on. Your legs part slightly. I wonder, is it due to the pain in your abused little danglers? Or is it a challenge? But then I notice your cock is still standing tall and proud in spite of everything your balls have endured. Is it an invitation then? Yes, you do know what this does to me, and you want it. I take a deep breath and snap a kick straight into the baby makers. This time you fall to your knees, clutching your devastated gonads, and I nearly come at the sight of you, a big, strong man kneeling before me.
Did the big bad bitch bust your balls?
I giggle a little at that one, but you're a little too busy to critique my dialogue. I stretch my feet out in front of you. I think you better think. These feet that sent you to your knees, don't you? Nobody gives me a foot rub like you do. You start with your hands, but my God, it doesn't end there. Your lips, your tongue. Oh, you lavish affection on my feet. Like a starved man at a buffet. Every inch of my feet gets rubbed, touched, kissed. Oh, baby. Anything you want, you get. That's enough for now. I don't want you too carried away with my feet. I'm heading to my bedroom. You can walk. Come and get me. This has been Friday date night for the last 2 months, and works every time. I don't even make it to my bedroom this time before you're on me, tearing off the little clothes that I'm wearing.